Blog Talk Radio.
This is a paid program, and the views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Castle & Cook Mortgage, Brokers Guild Cherry Creek Limited, or 1690 AM KDMT. Castle & Cook Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 1251. David Hosterman, NMLS number 220562. Jonathan Edwards, NMLS number 671258. Louis Gonzalez, MLS number 014472. Equal housing lender regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Call for additional cost information. Program qualifications and offerings are subject to change at any time. Not all that apply will qualify. Other restrictions may apply. You have tuned in to the Rocky Mountain Real Estate Network on 1690 AM with your hosts, Louis Gonzalez, David Hosterman, and Jonathan Edwards, the show that provides real estate agents and lenders with direct, unapologetic education and insights pertaining to today's most relevant real estate hurdles. Have a lending question? Call Castle & Cook Mortgage at 303-501-1401. Have a real estate question? Call Brokers Guild Cherry Creek Limited at 303-752-0007. This is the Rocky Mountain Real Estate Network with Louis Gonzalez, Dave Hosterman, and John Edwards.
Good morning and welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Real Estate Network. I'm David Hosterman alongside John Edwards with Castle & Cook Mortgage. And last but not least, the famous Louis Gonzalez with Brokers Guild Real Estate. Bottom line, you will hear it like it is, so love it or leave it. Please note this broadcast can be heard live on blogtalkradio.com Tuesday mornings at 11:30 a.m. This show is also broadcasted on AM 1690 KDMT Denver's Money Talk Radio on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. John, love the Castle & Cook Mortgage polo shirt you're wearing.
Thanks.
You know, I could order more of those for you that actually fit.
You actually can't order more of them. We don't have any more in stock.
And okay. Well, we can order other ones.
I've been asking for Castle & Cook Mortgage swag for quite some time, and I haven't received it.
Well, I told you I'd see what I could do on the shirts, but they're out.
They're out.
We have sweatshirts.
Man size?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, or almost man size.
Hey, Louis, really quick. If you need any Castle & Cook Mortgage swag, I know who you could ask and probably get that done.
Probably you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
You guys like peaches?
Sure.
Man, Linda gave me a peach this morning. I think it's a Palisade peach.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are so juicy.
Those things are in ripe condition right now.
Oh, they are. Linda was talking to me with her peach, and it was juicy.
Really? Yummy.
Yeah. So
I love Palisade peaches.
Oh, they're great.
You know, you can find those on the side of the road all the time.
You can.
Yeah,
all over the place.
Should we start talking real estate?
I think so, John. Tell us what's on tap for today's show.
All right, guys. So today, we're going to talk about some pricey properties in Colorado, an agent that doesn't send the contract to the lender for weeks after getting under contract, housing market trends, and much more. A couple of great feel-good stories today. We provide our weekly real estate tip on seller concessions. And don't miss this week's hot listings, upcoming CE classes, and finally, our charity spotlight.
Please note, Castle & Cook Mortgage and Brokers Guild Real Estate are not affiliated entities. Listeners are not required to use either participant to work with the other participant. John, we're jumping into my favorite soundbite of the week.
It's the final countdown.
All right, guys. That is a great soundbite.
It totally is.
We've got a number of different scenarios. Some of them from Lewis, some of them from the World Wide Web, some from Denver Business Journal. The first one I wanted to talk about is there is a property, a ranch that's for sale outside of Kremlin on 6,300 acres. You have your own ski slopes, and a saloon as well. So I don't know. I mean, you're not going to have to wait to get a beer after you ski on your own ski slopes.
That's nice. Do they have a ski lift?
I believe they do.
Wow.
I believe they do.
Interesting.
It'd be kind of annoying if they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, $36 million, you could probably afford to put your own one up.
Is it $36 million?
$36 million.
Yeah. I assume that's a jumbo loan.
that would be a jumbo loan. Exactly.
It is funny, though, because 6,300 acres, that becomes a unique property, right?
It does.
So financing could be fairly challenging on unique properties.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, $36 million is the ticket price on that.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of people that could pay cash for that.
Yeah. Oh, a ton. Yeah, absolutely. They're all over the place out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Number five, guys. homestead senior exemption. So there was an article that they're talking about either eliminating or changing the homestead senior exemption. If you're not familiar with this, since 2000, Colorado has granted seniors 65 or older a homestead exemption, forgiving half of the property taxes owed up to the first $200,000. So that could be something that really comes into to more of a debate here as we move forward, but not something we talk about a whole heck of a lot. But when I was servicing loans more, we saw it quite a bit.
You know, this is something we do need to talk about because of the fact that if there is a homestead exemption in relationship to taxes, agents along with lenders need to explain to the buyer what that is because of the fact that that could change their payments significantly, right?
Yeah. It could be a real savings.
Yeah, especially, you know, when agents take listings, they'll go to Realist, pull county records to get, you know, the right credentials of the property, including property taxes. And if you don't see that there's, 50%, tax decrease in property taxes, by the time they get their monthly payment, I've seen it happen at the closing table because lenders don't explain that.
Well, their payment's going to go up.
That's right.
They may not qualify because of debt-to-income ratios.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure, and a good agent, Lewis, I've seen it before in the MLS, a good agent will notate that in the MLS.
That's right.
Yeah.
So our next one here, guys, a couple of universities in Florida who have been doing the study on housing trends, and they look at all the cities in the country, and they say, you know, based on this criteria, is it better to rent or buy? They are saying that Denver, among other cities, it is now better to rent than buy in Denver because housing values have gone up for a consistent period of time. They expect demand in the Denver area to go down, and so they think that there'll be a better time to buy in the coming years.
See, I think that depends on the population.
Interesting, right?
Can I ask you a question? who are doing these surveys or these studies?
This is two. It was the university. I don't want to say the wrong university, but there were two of them that were doing cooperating on a study. They've been doing it for years.
Okay,
in Florida, mind you.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're all telling me is that no matter market conditions, it makes sense to throw away $1,500 to $2,000 a month down the toilet than to purchase.
Well, and $1,500, that's conservative.
Yeah. That's a pretty good payment.
You know, Lewis, you know what? I can solve this problem for us. We're going to let John just maintain the radio show. You and I are going to go back to college and restart these studies.
Yeah. No, right. It drives me batty when I hear these studies.
That's why I like
to bring them. You know what we could do?
That's why I like to bring them up.
We could just go to University of Denver, to a little pub called The Border.
Oh, I love that place.
Time. I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Have a lot of good times there.
You and I both.
So along those same lines, home price increases slow down again in June. This is a trend that has been consistent throughout 2018 so far. Is this evidence of a slowdown or a lull in otherwise strong housing market? Seems like a strange time for a lull with the overall economy steaming away and running along nicely.
This is an interesting topic because to me, I feel like the Denver market has been slowing down a little bit. And it has maybe become more of a stabilized market. Not quite yet. We're not quite stabilized yet from a buying and selling standpoint. But in my opinion, it seems like we are shifting to get to more of a stabilized market, which in my opinion is what we need because sellers have had a monopoly on this market for quite some time. Wouldn't you agree, Lewis?
I would. However, you know, fear is an emotion, not a strategy in real estate. And what I mean by that, people are always talking about the market slowing down, the market speeding up. You got to buy now, you got to sell now, you have to do this, that, and the other. Guys, doing this 21 years, you know the talk I have heard about this?
Yeah. No.
Always.
All the time.
Always.
All
and it goes
the time.
Nowhere fast.
Yeah. Well, and two, Lewis, it's cyclical. No, excuse me, not cyclical. Seasonal. We could be seeing the seasonal change right now.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, who's to say spring 2019's not going to be crazier than spring 2018 or crazier than spring 2017?
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Simplicity. I'm a simple guy.
With a simple mind.
Simple mind, simple guy. David Hosterman, Castle & Cook Mortgage.
So, meanwhile, building seems to be chugging along nicely. A new 920 single-family home development has broken ground in southeast Denver. Hopefully for these guys, the demand that we're talking about continues. But I think that speaks to, there's been a ton of building going on over the last few years in the Denver area. But when you're talking about 920 home development, that's a pretty big one, guys.
It is. That's what you get when you live in a state with more sunny days than any other state in the country.
Or legalized marijuana.
That's right.
You know, I think that legalization of marijuana has actually increased demand for people moving to Colorado.
I agree.
You know, I've been seeing a lot more consumers moving from other states to Colorado and getting jobs at these marijuana, you know, factories, which can be challenging from a lending standpoint. So if you guys have clients out there that are in the marijuana industry, make sure you're conversing with your lender to make sure that they can indeed get financing. I love this one, guys. All right, guys. So this is a buyer's agent blunder. So buyer's agent did not turn in the contract to the lender until 1 week before closing. Although the buyer's agent is a big fat turd in certain people's opinion, so is the listing agent for not vetting the buyer's lender with a simple call. Lewis, talk to me about this one.
Yeah, this was one of my agents. She had the listing. She had given me a call and said, Lewis, the buy-side agent is looking for an extension on loan conditions deadline in addition to the closing date. Typically, if it's just a few days, I tell my agents, just work with them. You know, something happened. If it's just two or three days.
Work together as a team.
Work together as a team instead of starting the process over. So tell me what's going on. Well, the buyer forgot to turn in the contract to the lender. I was impressed with the lender, though. Lender gave a courtesy call, was extremely upset with the buyer's agent. So listen, you know, these buyers are well qualified. I'm going to try to expedite this and get this through processing as quick as possible. But still, they needed an extra couple of weeks. We talk about that all the time. There's consequences for bad business, and this is a perfect example of it.
That's an interesting one because, you know, that shows you what we do at Castle & Cook Mortgage is extremely important. And I think the lender has to be held responsible a little bit about this because of the fact that as a lender, you're typically going to pre-qualify and pre-approve a client. With that being said, that their agent is typically going to call you to get a pre-approval letter when they submit an offer. It becomes the lender's responsibility to follow back up with their agent and say, hey, I know Mr. and Mrs. Smith submitted an offer on Syracuse Street over the weekend. Did they get under contract on that property? No, yes, still in negotiations, right?
I totally agree. And I even told my own agent, I said, listen, you should have gave a courtesy call to the lender and say, hey, you know, we're fully executed. I assume you got a copy of the contract. That would have nipped it right there.
Yeah, and that's a great point, too. I think it goes back to what you said, working together as a team.
That's right.
I said it as well. It's just you got to work together as a team to get these deals to the closing table. All right, guys, I feel good. We have two feel-good stories today. Lewis, I'm going to let you kind of talk about the first one here. You had a situation with some mold in a basement and a marijuana growing in the basement. So talk to us a little bit about that. Tell us what happened there and why it's a feel-good story.
Well, that actually happened this morning. One of my agents came into the office. He was the listing agent on this deal. After the closing, the buyers decided to do a air quality test because they said the home was kind of musty and had certain smells to it. So they did identify there was a marijuana substance that was grown in the basement. As a result, it created mold in the joist, floor joist. They ended up talking to neighbors. We talked about that on the show before. When you don't disclose as a seller, it's going to be identified because people start talking.
Yeah.
Neighbors told them, yeah, they had a dumpster out here and they were dumping all sorts of things into the dumpster that seemed like there was a grow house. At the end of the day, my agent comes in, says, hey, I know this is a buyer seller issue. We really don't have to get involved, which is the truth.
Okay.
I said, listen, let's do the right thing. Let's go ahead and contact the buyers because the buyer's agent disappeared. They were reaching out. They reached out to our listing agent. I thought it was appropriate to help the public.
Yeah.
Streamline this process and get them what they needed. So they were extremely happy. We called, The sellers are going to provide them mitigation cost of what
Good.
It's costing in the basement. Ended up being a wonderful story. I did ask the buyers, hey, is your agent involved? Did he try to help you out with any of this? They said, nope. They told us this is a buyer-seller issue. Good luck with it. So my point is, although that's the truth, that's not how we do business at Brokers Guild.
That's well, absolutely and that, right. That's the thing is you don't need to, you know, if it is a buyer and seller issue, still try to help remedy it.
Navigate.
Exactly. Navigate, you know, provide your experience and your expertise to the parties to try to get, you know, complete satisfaction on all ends of the transaction. You know, again, that shows you that Brokers Guild agents have clients for life.
Very well said.
Because you know what's funny? These people, when they go to sell that house, it could be a year from now. It could be 10 years from now. They're going to call Brokers Guild.
You nailed it. The
Absolutely.
Husband actually was very generous with his responses to me, saying he was extremely pleased that we would give them a call and help get them through this issue.
Could be a good review online.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, guys, we've got one more feel-good story here. So we've been working with a client. We've actually talked about this client in the past. He has been looking for a house for about a year. He's submitted more offers probably than almost any other client that we've worked. I mean, 25, 30 offers probably. Yeah. Almost every weekend, it's, hey, we're putting in another offer for this client. Well, he finally got under contract over the weekend.
Oh, great.
Must be the lucky Labor Day weekend. I don't know. Yeah. But he finally got under contract over the weekend.
That's
so
incredible.
So feeling pretty good about that.
Don't worry about a thing.
All right, guys. So that brings us to our weekly tip.
Yeah, and this one is in relationship to seller concessions. Seller concessions are a monetary amount that the seller is providing the buyer in the form of a credit. Now, this credit can be used in relationship to closing costs and prepaid items within the loan. Now, with this being said, you cannot exceed 3% seller concessions on conventional financing and cannot exceed 6% seller concessions on government financing. And with this being said, this is important in today's market because we just said the market's shifting a little bit, maybe because it's seasonal, maybe because it's slowing down, maybe because it's, you know, becoming more stabilized. Whatever that is seller concessions all we're starting to see come back.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I mean, seller concessions can really be a huge, huge help for a lot of buyers out there and a good strategy for a lot of agents that want to help their clients out. And in the scenario we just talked about, the last one, the feel-good story, I mean, that's a great example of how you can help your clients out, cover some of their costs if they don't have a lot of money to bring to the table. All right, guys. So that brings us to our hot listings today. The first one being Laura Sita with Brokers Guild. Laura can be reached at 303-915-7033. And this one's located at 3360 South Richfield Way. And that's in Aurora, priced at $399,000, a four-bed, three-bath. With just over 2,700 square feet. Again, if you'd like to talk with Laura Sita more about that property, give her a call at 303-915-7033. Lewis, I think you've got a couple for us, don't you?
I do. This one's listed by Nicole Strickler, located at 1250 South Monaco Parkway in Denver, listed at 2245. It's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom property, little more than 800 square feet. Great, great deal. To see this home, contact Nicole at 720-277-1620.
All right. And then I've got one more here. This one is presented by Davina Hune, as well as Anna Maria Chiafalo, both with Brokers Guild. And this one's located at 4870 South Gaylord Street in Englewood, priced at $2,488,000, a five-bed, five bath with over 6,200 square feet. This is a beautiful home.
If you would like more information on this property, reach out to Davina or Ana Maria, and they can be reached at 720-252-2828.
All right, this one's by Jaime Gomez, Brokers Guild agent. Property's at 9995 East Harvard Avenue in Denver. It's listed at $145,000. Two-bedroom, one-bathroom, close to 1,000 square feet. Great price, great property. To see this home, contact Jaime at 303-751-2400.
Great listings by great agents.
We don't need no education.
So for anybody out there looking to fulfill your CE-credited class needs before the end of the year, highly encourage you to check out BrokersGuildEd.com. They have just published the September and October classes. We have the annual commission update. There's plenty of classes for that one. We also have contract to buy and sell real estate. This is Wednesday, September 19th from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30. And we have the monthly lending lunch and learn. This is Wednesday, September 26th from noon to 1 p.m. Again, go to BrokersGuildEd.com to check out classes and RSVP.
All right, guys, that brings us to our charity spotlight. Lewis, what do you got for us today?
This is a great charity spotlight. This is Three Hopeful Hearts. When a child dies in northern Colorado of any age and cause, 3HH steps in to offer immediate and long-term support to families. Our goal is to walk beside and give hope to those who have been affected by the loss of a child. To donate, go to coloradogives.org.
God, that soundbite, Journey, reminds me of the concert you went to, Lewis.
I tell you what. I got posters of me all over my house at that concert.
God, wait till we get on TV and then we can show the pictures of your outfit at that concert.
Was that sweet?
Your outfit was
You could be like our mascot. You in that outfit should be the mascot.
I wear those
TV
socks
show.
Around the office sometimes on outside of my pants.
Yeah. Oh, God, that'd be great. That's great.
Yeah.
They love it.
So,
I'm
guys,
sure.
We've got a couple extra minutes here before we wrap it up. I wanted to bring up a scenario that just came up this morning with an agent that I was talking with, and they've got a situation. They got under contract on a property, and the buyer stopped into their office to talk with them about the situation, to bring in earnest money, that kind of stuff, and brings in $2,000 in cash for the earnest money, which was borrowed from a buddy of his. And I just wanted to kind of touch on this. So this is not going to work, right, Dave? I mean, from a lending standpoint, this situation is going to cause some friction.
Gift funds are allowed for the use of down payment or earnest money. Gift funds, you have to be able to show a long-standing relationship, which is typically a family relationship, because you can show that they're aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, moms, dads, so on and so forth. Friends are very challenging to show a long-standing relationship. Plus, cash is not good. Cash is king when it comes to buying real estate. Cash is not king when it comes to utilizing funds for down payment or closing costs or earnest money, because we cannot track those funds. We have to default to what is called the Good Funds Act and make sure that those funds are traceable, secured, along with along with making sure that they are sourced.
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation. The agent said that the borrower had plenty of funds as of just a few weeks ago, and he's been looking for quite some time. Apparently bought a trip to another country somewhere and spent the funds on something, and it was just a little bit mind-boggled that he'd been looking for quite some time and all of a sudden didn't have the funds for it. So hopefully they're able to get that one figured out.
And we've had instances where we've had to get earnest money removed from a contract because we can't source it. We can't prove where those funds came from. But that becomes a bigger issue because this particular client, even if we have it removed from the contract, he doesn't have funds to make up that difference at the closing table.
Yeah, his assets are very tight to begin with. So, it's just one of those weird kind of one-off situations that we'd love to talk about on the radio because it helps to inform other people, hey, these are the kinds of things that can come up. So listen to the show more often so you can hear more of those scenarios.
Lewis, you got anything before we wrap up?
I don't. I'm just you know, excited to get this TV show going, and I assume you guys are going to have some information on that, on days and times, and having all sorts of invites and people joining, outside brokerages, our own agents, all that good stuff.
Oh God, it's going to be great. I can't wait to get it going myself as well. I know we've been working on it for quite some time, and you know, if it's going to be anything like this, we need to make sure it's professional and, you know, represents Brokers Guild and Castle and Cook Mortgage to the best of its ability. Folks, if you have a question or situation we'd like to discuss on the show, please feel free to give us a call at 303-632-4160 or email us at rockymountainnetwork@gmail.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Rocky Mountain Real Estate Network on AM 1690 KDMT, Denver's Money Talk Radio. I'm David Hosterman, along with my co-hosts, John Edwards and Luis Gonzalez. Have a fun weekend this weekend. We look forward to next week's show airing live on Block Talk Radio at 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday and AM 1690 KDMT, Denver's Money Talk Radio on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
This is a paid program, and the views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Castle & Cook Mortgage or 1690 AM KDMT. Castle & Cook Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 1251. David Hosterman, NMLS number 220562. Jonathan Edwards, NMLS number 671258. Louis Gonzalez, MLS number 014472. Equal housing lender regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Call for additional cost information. Program qualifications and offerings are subject to change at any time. Not all that apply will qualify. Other restrictions may apply. You have just listened to the Rocky Mountain Real Estate Network with Luis Gonzalez, Dave Hosterman, and Jonathan Edwards on 1690 KDMT. Tune in next week for more unapologetic real estate education and real-world experiences. Like what you heard today? For lending questions, call Castle & Cook Mortgage, LLC at 303-501-1401. For real estate questions, call Brokers Guild Cherry Creek at 303-752-0007. Again, that's Castle & Cook Mortgage, LLC at 303-501-1401 and Brokers Guild Cherry Creek Limited at 303-752-0007.